Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. Today, Glenn Naber is with me. He's going to be telling us all about Grooves in the Grove, a series of concerts at Poplar Grove Plantation every Sunday at 5 p.m. until the band finishes. And there's been a number of great performers already, and he'll tell us about what is yet to come. So, Glenn, thanks, first of all, for coming in.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Good. Now, where did this idea come from?
Well, myself and my wife, Stephanie Naber, we're always looking for new and creative ways to both market our companies. We have V Construction, Naber Realty. We're always looking for convenient, good ways, new ways to market those, but most importantly, to give back to the community. This just turned out to be a great opportunity to partner with and support Poplar Grove, which we just think is a great treasure to our community.
Do you live near Poplar Grove?
We do. We live in the Porter's Neck area, and our office is in the Porter's Neck area, so we tend to take advantage of that quite a bit.
I don't know if you know very much history about Poplar Grove, but
I know just enough to be dangerous.
Oh.
We've found out more through this process than it's opened my eyes to what a great place that has been and all the generations of change that have happened there.
Just for our listeners that don't know, it is one of the oldest peanut plantations in North Carolina. It was in the Foy family for six generations from 1795 to 1971. It's been open as a museum since 1980, and the manor house is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. But there are outbuildings, former slave quarters, the barn, enclosures for animals that are there. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting place to walk around and get a tour. And I do know that the outdoor areas are open on the nights that you have concerts, and some of the outbuildings are open as well.
They are. Quite often the outbuildings are open, so you can kind of get a tour, and there's no guided tour at that time, but you can kind of self-guide yourself around there and see some of the neat things they have, including the farm and the animals and all that as well.
You said there's some horses there?
There are some horses there. And
I know they have sheep.
They have sheep, goats, ducks. Yeah, it's an entertaining time for everyone.
Sounds like it's a great event to bring your children to, as well as, you know, and your friends. And
it is. We encourage everybody. Every time we have one of these events, we say, we obviously want you to come back, but we'd like you to bring somebody else with you next time. And young, old, whatever, they're going to enjoy it.
And one of the cool things about it is it's free.
It is absolutely free. Yes, absolutely. That's one of the big factors. We felt like it had to be that way.
That's great. Which must mean that your musicians are probably volunteering their time, or they're working for a really low fee?
The musicians have all worked for really, really reasonable rates.
Good.
We have raised the money to be able to pay the musicians and obviously give what's left over all towards Poplar Grove.
Wonderful. Now, who's performed so far? The series started mid-September, I think, or early September.
Yeah, it started on the 8th, and our first performer was Birds and Arrows, a band out of Durham. Great vocalist, great three-piece band. They did an amazing job. And then we had the Hewlett's Creek Boys.
Very popular.
Some bluegrass, kind of a local. As they say, they don't play a lot or often, so when you get to see them, it's a real treat, and everybody enjoyed that. And then last week, though the rain held some people back, we didn't have as great a turnout. It was still good. We had Wooden Steel, and they just had an outstanding performance.
Wooden Steel.
Describe that.
Is that, were they playing steel drums? Or
No. Two guitars, mandolin, banjo, dobro, and an upright bass. Great harmonies, great music. It was just an entertaining time.
If you're just joining us, you're hearing Glenn Naber. He is telling us all about Grooves in the Grove, concerts at Poplar Grove Plantation in Scotts Hill, Sundays at 5 p.m., usually running till 7.
And yeah, no set time.
No set time. Just kind of when everybody's had a good time and they're
ready
to head for home.
That's right.
Good. Tell us about who's coming up, because you have a very popular performer this Sunday and then three more performances after that.
Right. We have a total, your math was perfect, or mine was. We have a total of four left. Mojo Collins. We're really excited. He is a legendary folk and blues artist. We feel really lucky to have him, and we look forward to this Sunday. He has performed and opened with such greats as Fleetwood Mac, Janis Joplin, Grateful Dead, sure, Tina and Ike Turner, Muddy Waters, Stevie Ray Vaughan. So he's got a pretty rich heritage of who he's played with, and he's just a fantastic, fantastic performer. So we're excited about that.
And that's this Sunday at 5 p.m.
That is this Sunday. then I believe it's October 6th, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken, will be Funky Cabbage.
what is that?
It's another band, and they're actually local. They're a Wilmington band, awesome four-piece band. I think they were formed somewhere around 2010. They're known for their high-energy performances and the ability to blend danceable grooves with jazzy improvisation. So just, it's going to be a real upbeat, fun time.
I just wonder how bands come up with their names. I think of things like Dead Milkman and Squirrel Nut Zipper, you know, and then we have Funky Cabbage with a K. So
yeah, well, it gets your attention. It's easy to remember.
There you go. That's true. And your next group is called Casserole.
There we go. So again, there's the question mark on where we came up with that, and I don't have it. I don't have the answer, but they're pretty varied, from folk to bluegrass and reggae to considered a rock jam band. Again, just a really, really good mix. I think they said, I'll see if I have this, they said that sometimes when they're asked to describe, the description they come up with is a rock and folk reggae infused jam grass is their music. So I think that should be fun to listen to as well. And I mean, again, we've heard them. They're outstanding. We worked really hard to get some great bands here and some quality music and diversity. And I think so far we've done that.
And these were all bands that you had heard before or had heard of?
They were either bands that we've heard, like the last one that we're going to talk about, South of K, is somebody that we know personally, as well as a couple of the others. And then we would talk to those bands. They would recommend a band. And then some of our sponsors recommended bands. And we listened to all the music and decided who we thought would be a great fit out there and who really wanted to participate. So.
Wow.
So the last band and the last day, October 20th, is South of K. Now, this is a group of guys who live, work, and play down at Curry Beach. And that's also where the name South of K comes from, and that's from K Avenue in Curry Beach. You have Dennis Cooper, Joey Kennedy, and brothers Aaron and Jamie King, who they're just a great band, traditional, or their hearts are towards traditional bluegrass, but yet they definitely add a twist. And I think, again, they like to say their philosophy is as simple as let's have fun.
Sounds great. Oh, my gosh. So on the 6th, this Sunday, it's Mojo Collins. Then October 6th, Funky Cabbage. On October 13th, Casserole. And October 20th, the last concert of this group, South of K. Let's talk a little bit about the ground rules. What can people bring? What should they expect in terms of seating and food and all that good stuff?
Well, here, I'll give you a little bit of where this came from, too. We have a place up in Valley Cruces that we spent some time, and part of the thing that my wife, what got her attention, was there's a thing called Music in the Park in Valley Cruces, Friday nights in the summertime, and it's really, really relaxed, and we translated that over to Poplar Grove and said this would be a perfect place to do the same thing. So the idea is that you just come out, bring yourself, bring whatever you're comfortable sitting on. We do have some chairs out there if anybody forgets or you happen to collapse a chair out there, you know, things happen. We can help out. But bring blankets, bring chairs, bring a cooler, pack a picnic, bring a football for the kids to toss around, whatever. It's just really relaxed, low-key. Whatever you do in a picnic in the park, that's what we're looking for.
All right. And you could even bring a dog if you wanted to.
You can bring a dog.
As long as it's a friendly dog that enjoys being in a crowd.
And likes music.
Yeah. You know, blues fans, you have a dog that just loves the blues, bring him to hear Mojo Collins on Sunday.
Absolutely.
Now, the outbuildings are open so people can look around in the barn and they can pet the animals that are there. How's the turnout been so far?
It's funny. Anytime you start something completely new, you're not sure what to expect.
Yeah.
And the first week when we got out there, we were talking with the band. We said, well, we're not sure if it's just going to be you and us and some of the folks from Poplar Grove or what. So one after another, the cars started flowing in. We probably had roughly 150 people the first week.
That's great.
Yeah, we were just thrilled.
Wow.
Just thrilled. And the second week, we had over 300.
For heaven's sake.
So and there's plenty of room. Now, it is not tight at all. It's just low-key, spread out. Everybody has room. And then this past week wasn't as good, but the rain, it was raining on and off all day. We knew. We actually had thoughts of canceling. But our goal is to push through this. So even if it looks a little bit questionable, you might want to check check it out, because there's a good chance we're going to do this light rain or shine.
The forecast looks good for this weekend. Yeah. And do remember that these concerts are free, and you can get more information by going to poplargrove.org. And for those of you traveling from Wilmington, it's just straight up Highway 17 North. And then when you get to Scott Hill, you'll see off on the right this beautiful old manor house. Yeah. Ample parking all around and a great series of concerts. What a wonderful idea you and Stephanie had, Glenn. I think this is just going to be a big success. Well, yeah, it already has been.
Yeah, it really has been. We're real excited about it. I have to give the credit to Stephanie. She's been the one that took this and ran with it, and I've tried to support all I can, but this is hers, and she's just done a tremendous job, and it's a great turnout.
Well, I hope you keep it up. Hope you do it next year.
Yeah,
sounds
great. I hope so, too.
All right, wonderful. Grooves in the Grove, every Sunday at 5 p.m. at Poplar Grove Plantation in Scotts Hill. Check it out. This is WHQR.